The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Unveiling the habit for divine lifting. What is a habit? A habit is an acquired behavioral pattern regularly followed until it becomes an involuntary action. Habit is a behavioral pattern, a way of life that is regularly followed, that is done regularly, until it becomes an involuntary action. Number two, what is a habit? It is a person's second nature. Someone say second nature. It's a person's second nature. Please, let's make sure that those who are outside can hear me clearly. Make sure they can hear me clearly. Very good. Praise the Lord. A habit is a person's second nature. It is your nature. And I pray for someone here this morning that God will give each one godly habits in the name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. Quickly this morning, beloved, important facts about habits. Number one is that habits can be either good or bad. Your habits can either be good habits or bad habits. Number two, important facts about habits is that your habits are a product of your daily choices. Your habits are a product of your daily choices. Your habits are a product of your choices every day. Your habits are a product of your daily choices. Number three, important facts about habits is that God and people respond to you based on your habits. God and people respond to you based on your habits. People will respond to you. If you have a habit of being rude, people will be rude in return. If you have a habit of smiling, people will smile in return. If you have a habit of celebrating with people when they are doing something, they will celebrate with you in return. Praise the Lord. So we are all products of habits. And one of the greatest habits that can change the life of a person is thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So thanksgiving is essential. And my prayer for somebody here this morning is that the grace to be a thanksgiver, receive it in the name of Jesus. Thanksgiving shows gratitude. Thanksgiving shows gratitude. Thanksgiving shows recognition of God's benevolence in your life. Thanksgiving shows recognition. Somebody say recognition. Somebody say recognition. I can't hear your voices. Recognition. Louder yet, recognition. Thanksgiving shows that you recognize what God is doing. Thanksgiving shows that you can see what He's doing in your life, and you have returned to thank Him and to appreciate Him. And of course, thanksgiving shows Christian maturity, shows that you are fast becoming a mature Christian. And my prayer for somebody here this morning is that the spirit of thanksgiving enters into you in the name of Jesus. David had a habit of thanksgiving in Psalm 119 verse 164. Seven times a day will I praise thee because of thy righteous judgment. 164. He was a man addicted to thanksgiving. My prayer for someone here this morning is that God will give you the grace to be a thanksgiver in the name of Jesus. David was so addicted to thanksgiving. Anytime he had the opportunity, he thanked God. 7 times a day he was in praise, he was in thanks, he was in worship. That same habit enters into you this morning in the name of Jesus. That same habit enters into you this morning in the name of Jesus. David never saw anything God did not do right. He was always out to say, thank you, Lord. Let me hear somebody say, thank you, Lord. Let me hear somebody say, thank you, Lord. Over your family, over your studies, over your children, over your future, over your health, over your accommodation, over sleeping and waking up, over your feeding. Somebody shout, thank you, Lord. Thanksgiving was David's habit. May that habit be your habit from today. Paul was a man of thanksgiving, always looking for avenues to thank God. No wonder he was the one Christ lifted most amongst all the disciples. Just look at a complainer and you will see the person on the ground. Just look at a person who never sees anything good that God is doing around him. You will see somebody who is perpetually frustrated, dilapidated, emaciated. God hates murmuring. God hates complaining. You will never be numbered among the complainers in the name of Jesus. I say you will never be numbered among the complainers in the name of Jesus. In Numbers chapter 11 verse 1, the Bible says, and when the people complained, it displeased the Lord. God is always displeased with a murmurer. God is always displeased with a complainer. God will never be displeased with you. I say God will never be displeased with you. God is always displeased with anybody that does not see what he has done. He is always permanently displeased. One day I preach a message here, and then there were several points, as you know how we preach, with several points loaded in every service. And I asked God, which of these ones do you want us to pray about the most time is going? He said, tell them to pray about ingratitude. They must have a heart of gratitude. I'm doing so much for them. No sickness, no debt. You are spending money. You are going out. You are coming in. I'm doing so much for your children. I'm empowering you. I'm assisting you. What I'm looking for is gratitude. And I said it right here on the altar that God said he wants us to thank him. There was a crossover night here about 4 or 5 years ago. The pastors will remember. I almost could not preach at first. The Holy Spirit arrested me and said, your people are not grateful. And I said, it life and that, you know, whatever God tells me, I'll tell you. I said it right there. I said, God said, you are not grateful. See the way you are thanking God. Lift your hands and thank God. We're about to cross a new year. It's as if the hand has, they casted it with Dangote cement. What's going on? What's happening here? If we're about to cross a new year, some people died this year. Why are you doing like this? Before people now started, and it's true. May the Lord open your understanding today. May the Lord open your understanding today. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say a louder amen. You have cause to thank God. You have cause to appreciate him. You have cause to exalt him. And you have cause to praise him. Quickly this morning, beloved, how do you develop the habit of thanksgiving? I'll give us 4 points in the first service and another fresh 4 points in the second service. And I'm trusting God that God will bless you exceedingly in the name of Jesus. Number one way to develop the habit of thanksgiving is to learn to count your blessings. Learn to count your blessings. Say it out loud, everybody. Learn to count your blessings. In Psalms 103, verse 1, all through to verse 3, say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. And he began to list the benefits. Who forgiveth all our iniquity, who healeth all our diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. That's verse 4. Who crowned thy life with loving kindness and gave you tender mercies. Who satisfied your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed as an eagle. The Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all them that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. Verse 8, the Lord is merciful. Someone say merciful. Those are the things we thank God for. He is merciful. He is gracious. He is slow to anger. He doesn't get angry fast. He's plenteous in mercy. He will not chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. Go on, beloved. Who had not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquity. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. Let's stop there. Learn to count your blessings. If you don't count your blessings, you cannot count in life. Learn to count your blessings. Always look around and see God's goodness in your life. That my son said he was at home for 11 months and he's thanking God. But it's because he can think. Some did not even see any reason to thank God for anything. That 11 months, many died. Okada accident, car accident, coronavirus, and many other things. Some died from a riot, stray bullets. You know, it's in Nigeria we see a lot of things. The kind of things you don't see in neighboring countries, you will see them here. Many things. And so you must learn to count your blessings. The more you count it, the more you will see that you need to dance more. Either there is beat or not. Either there is saxophone or not. Either there is a bass guitar or lead guitar or not. Either there is drum set or not. Somebody say amen. Amen. Count your blessing. Do not dwell in the land of forgetfulness. According to Psalms 88 verse 12. Psalms 88 verse 12. There's a land, the B part. It says some people dwell in the land, the B part. Land of forgetfulness. He said, don't be among those that dwell in the land of forgetfulness. They easily forget everything God has done for them. The only thing they focus on is what God has not done. If you have a cup and the cup has water at half level, one person will see the cup and say, this cup is half full, almost full. Another person will see that this cup is half empty. It's almost empty. Learn to count what God has done in your life. In the course of the week, one of my very close friends that we went to the university together called me for an assistance for one other of our friends we used to read together in the university in our reading place. Called me for an assistance and started telling me the guy's woes and problems. We were in the same class. We graduated with the same grade. We both came out with 2-1 from that same department. We were reading together. We studied together. We slept in the same hall. Yet, completely different results. The result difference is like from here to London by foot. Why won't you thank God? Can't you see what the Lord has done? Can't you see his mercies? And I said, immediately send me his number. I want to talk to him. And then stretch out my hands of friendship to him. Learn to count your... If you're a student here, there are still some of your mates. They have done jam more than 8 times. You know them now. More than 8 times. You are already in school. Yes, you are. Was in lockdown. But there are some who have done jam more than 7 or 8 times. It's not positive. Count your blessings. The grace for each one here to count their blessings, receive it in the name of Jesus. I say receive it in the name of Jesus. Every day when you wake up, learn to count. I've told you before, if you enter my study room, I have some different diaries. And one of my diaries is testimony diary. I store testimonies there. Things that are very exceptional that God has done for me. If I travel abroad and I come back safely, I will note it. If God uses me to do something miraculous in the life of somebody, I will note it there. If I pray for somebody, He wants to get pregnant, and the person gets pregnant. I'll note it there. On so-so date, God did this. If somebody has an exceptional testimony that I know that I want to thank God for, it's always there. I don't have any diary for complaining. What God has not done, what He's saying, I just go to Him in prayer. Unto thee that answered prayer shall all flesh come, but with no complaint. The grace to count your blessings, receive it today in the name of Jesus. Number two way to develop a habit of thanksgiving is be spiritual. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 14. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. If you are a carnal person, you can't thank God, because everything about your heart will be negative. To be spiritually minded is life, but to be carnally minded is death. So each and every one of us must abscond from, in Romans chapter 8 verse 6, the Bible says to be carnally minded is dead, but to be spiritually minded is life. So each and every one of us must be spiritual. If you are a carnal person, you will be looking at everything in a wrong way. You will be looking at everything as if everything is not favoring you. When Romans chapter 8 verse 28 says, for we know that all things work together for good for them that love God and are called according to His purpose. The challenges you are going through now is for your lifting. If Joseph did not go through the challenges of going to the prison, he would never enter the palace. Is somebody with me this morning? The guy that broke up with you, he broke up with you so that you can learn your lessons, so that the next relationship you will not make the same mistakes there. Is somebody listening to me now? The place where they sacked you so that your brain can work very, very fast and be able to know how to create your own business. That's why they sacked you. The landlord that is threatening you, the landlord that is giving you problem, he is giving you problem because God does not want you to be too comfortable as a tenant. If you are too comfortable there, you can spend 20 years there. There, this house is very nice. Landlord doesn't give me problem. Landlord doesn't give me stress. Remember where we were some time ago and the landlord was giving us problem? That was what brought us here. If you walk here, they say, why did you walk here? If you do this, you know what I'm talking about. You spread your clothes outside, they say, why did you spread your clothes here? If you go here, they say, why did you go here? If you go there, they say, why did you go there? From today, God Himself will grant unto you the grace for spirituality in the name of Jesus. Don't be carnal minded. If you are carnal minded, every of your focus will be on negative things. Every of your focus will be on negative things. Be spiritual. A spiritual person is always thankful. A carnal man is not thankful. Full of complaints, not ready to thank Him, not ready to see anything God has done. A carnal man will never say to God, I'm grateful. But a spiritual man will always see all the things that God has done around him. A carnal man is a conflict man. Argumentative. That's a carnal person. Instead of using the time to thank God, we'll be doing all sorts of rubbish argument. May you not be engaged in any stupid argument this week. I say, may you not be engaged in any stupid argument this week. The grace to be permanently involved in thanksgiving, receive it today in the name of Jesus. A spiritual woman will always see something good that God has done around her. She will always look at something that God has done in that husband, despite the fact that it's not perfect yet. He will always have reasons to thank God. He will always have reasons to thank God concerning the children. He will always have cause to thank God concerning that job. It might not be a perfect job yet, but God is still making something good out of your life. Say a bigger amen. Yeah. Though your beginning may be small, your latter end shall greatly increase. That will be somebody's testimony from today in the name of Jesus. Number three, habits Number three way to develop the habit of thanksgiving is to associate correctly. Associate correctly. Your association affects your acceleration. Your association can lead to your stagnation. Your association affects your character. Ensure that at all costs you associate with those who like thanking God. Proverbs 13 verse 20. He that walketh with the wise shall be wise. A companion of fools shall be destroyed. He's talking about a companion of complainers, of murmurers, people who will never be able to thank God. If I am your friend and I notice that your countenance towards thanking God is not okay, I will work on you. If I see that you are not ready to change, I discontinue our relationship. Because thanksgiving is essential. Thanksgiving is essential. If you want to be lifted by God, learn to be grateful. Lions move with lions. Dogs move with dogs. So if you are a thanksgiver, move with thanksgiver. Fellow thanksgivers. Thanksgivers Association of Nigeria. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. No, in Nigeria, there are different kinds of association. But there's another one we are forming now called Thanksgivers Association. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. See the way you are smiling. Only God knows what's on your mind. Only God can tell what's on your mind. Maybe you are thinking of stingy men. Only God knows what's on your mind. May you never join such association. I will talk about that in second service. I will reserve that in second service. You know, this one, we don't have time. We have taken some time, so I'm in a hurry. Second service. All right. Note that concerning association, friendship is not by force, but by choice. Note the following concerning association. Friendship is not by force, but by choice. So make the choice with appropriate thanksgivers. Associate and bring association brings distinction, and it can also bring distraction. That's a point under, as that's like 3A and 3B. 3A, note this concerning association. Number one, friendship is not by force but by choice. 3B, association brings distinction, but it can also bring distraction. 3C, right association brings motivation unto thanksgiving. The right association brings motivation unto thanksgiving. Brings motivation unto thanksgiving. Your association, as 3D now, your association is a summary of your future. Those you associate closely with is a summary of where you are going. So if you are not associating with those who are thanking God, how can you be lifted? He says, if I be lifted up, I will what? I will draw all men unto myself. So if you are associating with those who are being lifted up by God, then you are also going up. Somebody say a big amen. My prayer for you today is that God will connect you with true thanksgivers. I say God will connect you with true thanksgivers. I say God will connect you with true thanksgivers. Say a louder amen. I don't have shame when it comes to dancing and praising before God. I don't have any shame. I do it anywhere and everywhere. Anywhere, everywhere. One day, before this ministry started, I was pastoring in a ministry, and one of our sons in the church told one of the other, a friend, he said, we are going for service now in the church. All the pastors will be gathered there. He said, I want you to identify my pastor amongst them without me telling you who my pastor is. He said, how? He dances and praises God a lot. Try to identify the person. So the church was full. Everybody was dancing. And the person was, said, that person wears wearing so shirt with so tie. That's your pastor. He laughed. You are right. May heaven be able to identify you. I say, may heaven be able to identify you. One day, my wife and I went to a church convention, and the pastor whispered to my ears. He said,
I heard you and your wife, you dance a lot and you thank God a lot. It's a rumor everywhere. It's a rumor everywhere. My prayer for you today is that the spirit of gratitude that will lead to a new altitude for you be released to you in the name of Jesus. You know, thanksgiving is a sign of humility. Thanking God, dancing shows how humble you are. Also, posing, doing as if there's nothing at stake, standing like a statue. The three statues at the entrance of Lagos. Standing like that when others are dancing is also a sign of something. Pride will never be seen around us. Number four, where I will stop this morning on how to develop the habit of thanksgiving is maintain excitement. Refuse depression. Maintain excitement. Refuse depression. Maintain excitement. Refuse depression. Maintain excitement. Anywhere you go, let rejoicing and excitement be your portion. No one can be lifted with depression. The wind does not blow stones. How many of you have seen the wind begin to blow big, big stones? When you are too heavy, the journey cannot be easy. When you are too heavy, you can't dance, you can't do it. There's no excitement. Your heart is heavy. The Holy Spirit cannot move. I've often told you, the devil is not after your wristwatch or your fine clothes that is doing chaka-chaka-chaka-chaka-chaka, that is glittering. It's not after your car. It's after your joy. It's after your joy. That's why you must ensure you maintain your joy. If it looks like the devil wants to steal it, you can say, no, I can't allow this. Lord, in the morning, Lord, in the evening, Lord, I'm going to praise you all the time, Lord, in the morning, Lord, in the evening, Lord, I'm going to praise you all the time. That's how to do it. That's how to do it. You maintain that thankfulness. Depression hinders elevation. Depression hinders you from flying high. Depression hinders you from soaring high. There can be no upliftment without excitement. No upliftment, no excitement, no upliftment. Anybody you see depressed, you will see them permanently on the floor. As for you, nobody will catch you on the floor again. Nobody will see you on the floor again. Thanksgiving, appreciating God, is part of excitement. And it shows God how grateful you are. When people allow themselves to become victim of depression, they are excused from lifting. They are excused from list of those that God wants to lift. They might be on the line, but immediately God sees that they are frowning. He said, this one, they will soon be drowning. Let me excuse them. Your journey will not be elongated. Do you know why a lot of single ladies are still waiting on God? Their faces are too hard. A brother says, hello, I appreciate you. Yeah. Why? Why? Let smiling, rejoicing, excitement be the order of the day. Married women, do you know why some of the times some of your husbands are tempted to look outside? You frown too much inside. They pass through so much outside. Their boss have abused them very well. You this boy, you this man, see your nose. You don't meet your target. You are not serious. My friend, will you go? Will you go? So when they get home, they want smile. They want rejoicing. They want excitement. My friend, why did you make this mistake? Hello, give them a memo. Give this man a memo. He's not a serious man. So when they get home, they are looking for an excited wife. Hello. See you looking so good, despite the fact that you're working this morning. Immediately they hear that, their spirit is lifted. But immediately they come back and you say, welcome. Welcome. Is this the time you should be coming inside? And you begin issue. The guy will say, in Yoruba, they say, for the body not to have problem, every part of the body must have different kinds of gadgets on it. Say, before my eye, we see evil inside this house. Oh, yeah, let me pick this. Your husband will not abandon you in the house. I say, your husband will not abandon you in the house. I've told you the story before of one lady. Let me stop here so that you can have more to listen to in the second service. Praise the Lord. That lady, their father gave both of them a land as a gift during their wedding day. And so they built a house there together, the husband and the wife. One day the husband came back, the wife was at home, and the wife started ranting. What kind of thing is this? Started making noise. Was making at the top of her voice. The husband said, what is it? Why are you relaxed? I'm just coming back. She did not agree. He said, what is it? Even this land is my father that gave us. Don't forget, the person that owns the land owns the house. The husband said, what did you just say? I said, the person that owns the land owns the house. So what's your clarity? What's your problem? The husband just picked his car keys. That was the only thing he picked. He did not take a shirt or a shoe. He just picked his car keys, entered the slippers that he wore. That was the last time he entered the house. They went to the KBC, the Oba of, because the person is from my hometown, from my mother's side hometown, somewhere there, and went to the KBC there to beg. The wife went there, her father went there. The man said, Sam, though the man too might have had his own underlying issue before, you know, maybe he had been planning that before, I don't know, but they never crossed their path together again for life. The man later married somebody else, built another house better than that former one. And the woman was prostituted for life. Let excitement be your daily affairs. My prayer for you this morning as we go into Thanksgiving is that your heart be opened up to thank God for everything he has done for you.
Wow.
Is somebody ready?
I know you must have been blessed
ready
by this message.
If you are ready, shout a big hallelujah.
Feel free to worship with us at Impact House International.
If you are ready, shout a big hallelujah.
Along Pipeline Road in Lorraine. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.